Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees.
KFA EDQ listening.
Good morning. 0 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees.
Aikido 8, Kilo Charlie India. This is Aikido Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. You on air this morning, Jeff. Over. Stand by.
Good morning. 0 800 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0 900 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 84 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name, location, and let us know if you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that plan on being in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave Bay City. I will be in and out. No traffic. 73, guys.
Okay, is there anyone else, any other operator, who is mobile on short time or plans on being in and out? If that's you, please call now. Very good. KE8PCQ, thank you for checking in with us. We're now going to turn to any Echolink stations. If you're on Echolink and you want to join us, please call now. Once again, if you're on Echolink and you'd like to join us for tonight's net, please call now. All right, very good. At this time, I would like to take regular check-ins. If you regularly check in with us and are part of the net, please call in now.
Well, this is Dave, WEDW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw Township, no traffic. This is KD8MMH, Mike in Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KF8EDQ, Mike from Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8,
Kilo Papa Romeo Bob, Frankenmuth Township, no traffic.
This is N8EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is 88DAZ, Mini, Bart, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, KC8VOA, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, everyone, thank you for joining us. Our first operator is going to be WADW, Dave, and then after Dave, KC8YVF, Ron. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good, Randy. K8HWWADW. Okay, another nice day. It looks like it's going to come to the end here shortly, though. But we played golf this morning and had a good time out there, and that was good. This weekend I was sort of busy. We Thursday or Friday, Mary was out in the garage, and all of a sudden she heard a big bang. Thought somebody hit the door of the garage. Actually, what it was doing was the torsion spring on the garage door broke. So her car was sort of trapped in the garage for a couple days. Tried to get a spring locally. They had at one of the big box they carry them, but they only carried one. I needed both, so I don't change one. I change both of them. So we got on Amazon and we ordered a new one and got a new one of those. And this was a project for the for a day. I was going to change the cables also. I did buy new cables, but the way the garage is, the door is situated, I couldn't get the cables off this time. I didn't want to move everything around, so it looks like that will be another project for another day. I'll just have to take and support the door. But the doors, this garage door, man, I'll tell you, it must weigh 300-400 pounds. I could not lift it off the ground no matter what. So Barry's car was trapped for the weekend. That's about all I got this time. We'll be here for 73 round, Randy. K8AHWWADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, KC8YVF, then after Ron, KD8MMH, Mike. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, and everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, Dave, I've had a couple of those springs break. I have the springs that are on each side of the door, and boy, those sounds like a shotgun blast going off when those things snap. So I've had to replace both sides. Hopefully I don't have to do it. And it's usually in the middle of the winter when it's colder than heck and the metal's cold, and then that's when it snaps. And it's fun to get them changed when it's cold outside, too. Saturday we had our emergency exercise down at 911, plus we had at the Covenant ER and at a shelter location in the parking lot of a local church. Thank you for everyone that participated in that. We had 6 people that participated in the field. We also had 15 check-ins from around the area and other counties, so I appreciate all of that. That was a good turnout in that regard. Saturday or Sunday, went out to my, well, sister-in-law's house. It used to be my in-law's house, to finish up. They had a estate sale Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They sold probably about two-thirds of it. So they got a real good chunk of it sold. There's still a fair amount left of smaller things, and still have some furniture left and things like that. So they're going to take a break. My wife and her sister worked on it for five straight weeks to get everything out and tagged and presentable. And as my wife said, this had to be the cleanest estate sale because my sister-in-law is a little OCD, and she had to wash everything and make it clean and nice. And so that's what a lot of people commented, that this was the cleanest estate sale they'd ever been to. So I don't know if that was a good or bad thing. So they had some people coming by on Sunday to pick up things that they bought on Saturday. So we stuck around so she wasn't by herself when all these people came. And we left out of there about 2 o'clock or so and came home for the rest of the day. Sometime during that, and I got to figure it was at the hospital. Mike and I went down to the hospital last Wednesday to go through the station there. Mike had never been to that station. And other than that, I go to work and I come home. I hadn't been out to the store, anything else, and I come down to, with a cold Sunday morning. So it's pretty well full-blown at the moment, so hopefully it's we'll get done here in a week or so. So right after the net, I'm going to head to bed and try and get some much-needed sleep. But I love these fall colds as far as that. They'll hang on for a while, and I'm hoping not. So, Fat Randy, I'll turn it back over to you. I'll be around for the 73 round. This is KC8YVF, back to net control.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator is KE8MMH, Mike. Then after Mike in Carl 10, we have Mike in Saginaw Township, KF8EDQ. All right, our next operator, KD8MMH, take us away.
Hey, KE8AHW, this is KE8MMH. Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well this evening. Looks like summer's still hanging in there with us. Probably getting in the low 80s today, so looks like the rest of the week might be cooling off a little bit more fall weather towards the end of the week. Anyway, I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our club meeting Friday night out at the airport. Had a good turnout for that. Got a lot accomplished there, so I'd like to thank everyone for that. And like Ron said, helped out Saturday with the SET exercise at Covenant Hospital. Everything seemed to go okay except no internet access on the computer when I turned that on, so had to do a little bit of switching around to get on a network there to make the Winlink work for that. But all in all, everything seemed to turn out okay, so that went well. Other than that, not much else going on, so I think this will be my only go-around too, Randy, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. And with that, we will turn it back to Net Control. KD8MMH, back to you, Randy, and thanks for doing the net tonight.
Thank you, KD8MMH. Our next operator, KF8EDQ. And after Mike, it's NAKTR, Frank, Bob, and Frankenmuth. KF8EDQ, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, KE8AHW, Randy. Thank you again for doing the net. Let's see. Last week, I took Friday afternoon off to walk dogs in the Heritage Homecoming Parade, which I heard that they won. There were some adoptions that happened over the weekend, and I'm looking forward to the report of adopted dogs that happened today. Maybe some of our parade walking dogs got adopted. Who knows? Right after walking in the parade, I ran over and attended the monthly meeting at the airport. Over the weekend, I walked dogs and I swam. Today I worked and walked my dogs as usual, and then went to Heritage for the soccer games they had going on. JV and varsity played Frankenmuth today. Varsity won, it was I think it was like 5-1 was the final score there. Heritage won, so that was a good day. Now I'm back letting my dogs relax for a while. I'm going to be heading out to Health Source tomorrow, and I'll be taking my dog Ducky with me so we can go visit some patients and bring a little cheer. So that's what we'll do tomorrow. With that, I'll turn it back to Nat, back to KEAAHW. This is KF8EDQ, back to Nat.
Thank you, KF8EDQ. This is KEAAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator is N8KDR, Bob in Frankenmuth. And then after Bob, N8EY, Tom in Saginaw Township. N8KDR, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy. Everybody else on the net. I know what you're talking about, them colds around. I come down with one September 1st, Labor Day. Yeah, September 1st. I think that was Labor Day. And I can feel it in my lungs. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to be a rough one. Well, it is. It's almost gone. I have to say it's about 95% gone, but I still got a cough, and every once in a while my lungs feel a little congested, but man, it was nasty. I hate fall colds. It seems like in the winter you get them, it's like 3 days to get it, 3 days to have it, and 3 days to get rid of it, you know, but these fall colds just do not want to go away. But other than that, spent the weekend camping, outdoor adventure in Davison. It was their last weekend of trick-or-treating, and my daughter and granddaughter showed up from Cleveland, Ohio, and spent the weekend with us, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we come home today. That travel trailer I got, man, I don't know what the deal is with it, but it seems like every time I took it out, I got issues with it. I had to replace the strut, had to replace the brake bar, had a motor in the awning doesn't work. Then I had a problem with the slide out. It went out easy, but didn't want to come in very easy. Just grind, you know, moaning and groaning and stop a couple times, and I finally got it all the way in. And there's some kind of a leak in underneath the shower because I've seen it dripping where my the lines that you drain off, you know, the lowest point of the trailer. I thought if maybe one of those were not tight, but I see it was coming from inside the trailer, dripping down it. So I got all kinds of issues here, but it's the last time that trailer's going out, and this weekend I'm going up to West Branch, or Lupton actually, and closed my other trailer. Looks like it's going to be sunny and not hot, but warm. This has to be the hottest trick-or-treating time I've ever been to. It was like in the 80s, upper 80s, but it was a warm one, definitely a warm one. Back to next trailer, N8KPR.
Thank you, N8KPR. Our next operator, N8EY, Tom, then after Tom, KD8DAZ, Our Lady of the Air, Minnie. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Randy. This is Tom, N8EY. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. I've had a few nice, pleasant, warm days. It's been nice. It's not really fall-like. It's supposed to cool off, I think, later this week, but I like the cool, less humid, cooler, less humid weather that we've been having. Quite a busy week. Tuesday, my wife and I, we went to my hometown, and we visited with my mom. She'll be 89 next month. We took her to get some barbecue. There's a barbecue restaurant in my hometown, fairly new, and we took her out to some barbecue. And it was
some very good food, very reasonably priced, and some good conversations. So we visited with her for about 3 or 4 hours, and then we came back home. And let me break real quick. And then see Friday. It was good to see everybody. We had a pretty good turnout at the club meeting. It was a pretty good turnout. Good to see everybody who was there. And either in person or via digital. Zoom, I guess, and it was a pretty good time. And then we had the SCT the next day. I had a good time. I was in net control. I've never done it before, so it was a new experience for me. It was kind of rough for me at first, getting the hang of it. But eventually I got into a groove, and things started to happen a little easier. And it wasn't so. It was more automatic for me. It wasn't rote. I didn't have to constantly think what I was doing, so I don't sound like a dummy on the air. So I think I sounded like I knew what I was doing. So that was a good thing. But it was a good time. And then we went home and cut the grass right away. It was about 2 hours to cut the grass and whack the weeds around the fence around the house and around the sheds and everything. Got that taken care of. Then we went to Mass. And then Sunday I took it easy. Sunday afternoon, took a little nap. And then Barb and I, we went to G's for pizza. Went to G's for dinner. I didn't have pizza. I had a meatball sandwich. I had a craving for a meatball sandwich. That was pretty good. And Barb, she had some kind of a, some kind of a wrap of some sort. And then that was about it for the weekend. Let me break again. And let's see, last Wednesday, Barb came home. She has a quilting or a crochet group she goes to at church on Wednesdays. She came home and the car wasn't running right. Something wrong with the Malibu. And so I went out there. It was starting real hard. So I put the triple charger on. I think it was the battery. And it held the charge, and the next day it was still starting kind of hard. So I took it in today, finally. And it turns out it was the battery. The batteries, it's supposed to have 300 cold cranking amps. According to their diagnosis, it only had 30 cold cranking amps. So it was barely starting on a warm day. I can imagine what it would be like if it was a cold day. So I had that repaired. Because the battery was so low that the tire pressure monitor system on the dashboard was blank. It wasn't showing any tire pressure. And then the check engine light was coming on. And then the another light, the couldn't think of the another idiot light on the dashboard was coming on too. So it was just because it's a low voltage. So we got that taken care of today. So we're back in business, and happy wife, happy life. So. That's all I have right now. I'm going to toss it back. I'll catch you all in the 73 round. This is NAQI.
Thank you, NAQI. Our next operator, KDA-PAC. And then our next operator, KCA-VOA, Rick. KDA-PAC, our lady of the air, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, KDAHW. This is KDAPAZ, and I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. Got a good group in here tonight. It's good to hear everybody. Anyway, Ron, my cold lasted 5 days, so I still got a cough, but that's from the one medicine that I take. The doctor told me I'd have a cough from that. So other than that, I've been doing real good. Guy come and mowed my lawn today, so it'll probably be another 3 weeks before he comes back to do it again. Of course, he only lives a half a mile from me, so anyway, other than that, I haven't been really doing too much. I got to go to Hobby Lobby, though, and get me a board so I can do my last two puzzles that I've got here. So anyway, this is KDA-PAZ, back to KDA-AHW.
Thank you, KDA-PAZ. Our next operator is KCA-BOA, Rick. Then we're going to start at the top of the list with WADW. KCA-BOA, please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. And Randy, thank you for doing the net tonight. Just been buttering around here, been working a little bit with the Meshtastic, trying to get them all updated and everything else. And so forth, and looks like I got a computer, needs an update revision to it, and so forth. I am working on putting a code plug together for a radio and going through and getting that figured out and so forth. And other than that, not much more. I know we're supposed to get some rain. And up north, the hail there, they're saying a low of 31, 32 degrees on Wednesday and Thursday. So the season's definitely changing. And I was talking to a person up in Sault Ste. Marie today, and he says, I've got my first fall cleanup done, and I'm hoping to get my second one done before it rains. He goes, a lot of my leaves are down. So with that, I'm one and done today. Randy, 73, everyone, have a wonderful night and a wonderful week. KC8BOA.
Thank you, KC8BOA. Is there anyone else who would like to join tonight's net? If you've been listening in and you'd like to participate, please call in now.
This is NAMPN, just saying good evening and in and out.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Okay, our next operator is WADW, then after Dave, KC8YVF, Ron. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randall. It's WADW. I don't have a whole lot more for the net. Just I've got a couple plans on doing some radio stuff. If it's nasty like they say it's supposed to be tomorrow, we'll be probably working in the shack. If not, we've got other projects going on. Actually, I'd like to take down my dipole and do some work on it and get it back up, but maybe later on in the week. But we'll see what happens there. Anyway, that's about all I got, Randy. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Everyone have a good week. Back to you there, Randy. K8HWWADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, KC8YVF. Then after Ron, KE8EDQ, Mike. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Good evening again, Randy, everyone on the net. Thanks for doing the net this evening. Yeah, not much else going on with me this week. Next Saturday is my birthday, so hopefully I feel a little better to be able to go out for dinner or something next Saturday. The following weekend on Saturday is our my wife and my 45th wedding anniversary, so we are headed to the west side of the state for 3 days. I'm taking Friday off. We're going to go over to the west side of the state. I got some things planned. I got our hotels booked and our tickets for a couple of different events over on that side. And hopefully the weather is nice that we'll be able to get out and walk through some of the little towns and that that are over there. So that's what we're planning, at least over the next couple of weeks. The last week of the month on the 25th, my daughter's got her annual Halloween party, so we'll be looking for that as well. So 73, everyone, have a good week. I'm going to sign off here and go upstairs and go to bed. So have a good week, everyone, and we'll talk to you again next week. KC8YVF, clear. Back to net.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Hope you feel better. Our next operator, KF8EDQ, then after Mike, NAKPR, Bob, and Frankenmuth Township. KF8EDQ, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again, Randy, for doing the net. Not a whole lot for me going on this week. I don't have any appointments or anything. I am planning on going camping this weekend, as long as the weather permits. It'll probably likely be the last camping trip of the season because, you know, it's dipping down to at least 37 or 38 degrees here on Wednesday, so I think it'll be between 40 and 60 degrees this weekend in Iosco County. So I'm planning on going. We'll see how the weather pans out, but yeah, probably the last last trip of the season, but it's always good to hear everybody. I'll say 7-3, and God bless, and take care. This is KFA EDQ, back to Nat. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. Our next operator, NAKPR, then after Bob, N-A-D-U-Y, Tom. NAKPR, please go ahead.
This is NAKPR. I should say, I do have a lot of things to do, but very little time to do it, but, I could definitely use a marine. I've got one plant that blooms in the fall, and it's a beautiful plant. Got these bright blue flowers on it, but it looks like it's dead. I watered it probably a couple weeks ago, because we just weren't getting any rain. But when I got home, I looked at it, I was like, man, that thing looks like it's in November. So hopefully it comes back next year. It's one of the prettier plants that bloom in the fall that I have in my sun garden. But anyways, it is what it is. If we only get much rain tomorrow, I'll probably spend some time watering the hosta garden and the sun garden, and I may pick all my green peppers, and I don't know if we're going to get that low around here to get frost or anything, but when that cold front comes through, but we'll take it one day at a time. But I probably should pick green peppers and chop them up in little pieces, then we put them in baggies and then freezer bags, and use them throughout the winter. And what else? Just get my supplies for closing the other trailer up north. Thankfully, it's going to be which is up in there where they're getting a lot of rain up there right now, like Rose City and that, they said. So, which is where I'm buying that too. I'm probably 5 miles from Rose City, 5 miles south, I think it is. But anyways, with that said, thanks for doing that, Randy, and we'll talk to everybody again soon. 7-3's, back to net control, NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Our next operator, NADY, and after Tom, it's KDAPAZ. NADY, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Randy, and thank you for doing the net tonight. Just a couple more things. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, so what I did is I went over to, I need to add some additional overhead lighting over my workbench and over the washer and dryer down in our basement. So I went over to Menards today and got a couple of shop lights and an electrical box and some Romex and some cable clamps. So I'm going to probably spend that tomorrow, just put the lighting in tomorrow while it's raining out. And let's see, I still have to get time to get an offsetter dipole set up in place of my inverted V. I have an 8040 inverted V on my tower. I want to put an offsetter dipole, and every time I try to make time for it, something else in the house or outside needs more attention, takes priority. So, but I'm going to try to get that done this week, the dipole and the lighting tomorrow. So that's my projects so far this week. So I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. Hope everybody has a good week. And take care, and hopefully we'll talk to each other again next Monday night. So until then, this is NAEUI saying good night.
Thank you, NAEUI. Our next operator, KD8PAZ, Minnie, our Lady of the Year.
Well, good evening again there, Randy. This is KD8PAZ, and now I'm got nothing going on this week. It's going to be a lazy week, I guess. Anyway, other than that, not much more to say. Anyway, I hope everybody has a good week, and God bless everybody. This is KDAPAZ, back to KDAHW.
Thank you, KDAPAZ. Is there anyone else? Anyone else?
else who'd like to briefly join tonight's net. If that's you, please call in now. Okay, hearing none, are there any closing comments or announcements one of our operators would like to make at this time? All right, hearing none, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. My name is Randall May, KE8AHW. This net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal. Amateur radio use. 7-3 to everyone, and may God bless us. Good night.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Showers, 68 degrees.